listen here. God blessed all of us. His praise is always due. So while the blood is running warm in your veins, gave us food to eat, clothes on our backs, a roof over our head. That's enough to lift a hand and tell the Lord, thank you. To you, help me say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of us got so much to be thankful for.
Thank you.
He blessed some of you with cars or a home.
Thank
and you know you had bad credit.
Thank
you ought to open up your mouth right now and tell the Lord.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Just hum that. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. As Jesus was going about his earthly ministry, those of you who are Bible readers know that the opposition to Jesus began to increase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as in our Sunday school lesson this morning, and in the text that I'm going to talk about, as the opposition began to increase, Jesus began to teach in what we call parables.
All right.
Okay. Deacon Robinson didn't know how much he was stepping on my toes this morning when he was teaching Sunday school this morning. And we get around the ninth chapter and then the 10th chapter of the book of Luke, we find that not only did Jesus begin to teach in parables, we find that he sent out 70, I'm going to call them disciples. He's got the witnesses. Told them to go out, and I want you to go into all of the towns. If you go into a town and you somebody greets you, I want you to greet that person. But if you go into that town and they don't greet you, praise God, they treat you bad. In other words, he said, I want you to leave that town, shaking the very dust off of your feet. And he began to tell those disciples, he said, I'm sharing some things with you that only kings wish that they knew. I said, I'm sharing some things with you that only kings and princes and folks of high authority, praise God, wish to know. While he was doing that, there was a young lawyer. Oh, I'm in the 10th chapter of Luke. He was telling them, he said, this young lawyer walked up and asked him, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Inherit.
Jesus told him, see, what is written in the law, he said, that thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. But you know how lawyers are, they're keen minded, they're quick-witted, and the lawyer fired back at Jesus in order to try justify himself. He asked Jesus a question. Who is my neighbor? Now you can turn to my text. Luke chapter 10 verse 30. Jesus began to share this parable with this young lawyer. Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, in other words, he looked at him, came and he looked on him, praise God, and then he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and said, take care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence. According to what translation that you have, some translations say a denaro. Praise God. And he, praise God, took those 2 pence out and gave them to the host and said unto the host, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, he said, when I come again, I will repay. Jesus looked at that young lawyer and he said, now, which now of these three, talking about Pharisees, talking about the priest, talking about the Levite and the Samaritan. He said, now, which of these three, thinketh thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And the young lawyer looked at Jesus and said, well, the one who showed compassion on him. Jesus looked at this lawyer and said, lawyer, now you have passed the bar exam. Go and do likewise. Can I talk to you all for a minute about the Jericho Road? Most of the members in here have been here for a long time. Remember that sermon? Praise God. I believe that was the first sermon I ever preached in Second Union, but I preached it one way there, but it won't be preached that way today. Praise God, because as we mature and as things evolve in life, God will enhance, praise God, that which he has already given to us. I just gave you that little parable. We looked at a parable this morning, but I just gave you that parable. Can I take this parable and put it in precise focus for us today? In other words, in form of a question, what happens to us when we walk that Jericho road? See, this road takes on its name according to the direction that we are traveling. Praise God, if we were on our way to Jericho, it takes on the name of the Jericho Road. But if you are on your way to Jerusalem, it will take on the name of the Jerusalem Road. But as we look at this traveler, praise God, we see that this traveler was on his way to Jericho. Can I just tell you a few things about Jericho so that I can set the stage? Jericho was a city whose name really was Moon City. In other words, the moon was the lesser light, praise God. And the thing about things that happen in the moon cities, praise God, everything that you wanted, now let me put it like this, anything that you wanted, any time of the day, any time of the night, praise God, it takes place in a moon city. Praise God, I, can, can, I, I'm going to fix it up. Brother Hayes, you think you're laughing now? But I'm going to fix it for you. Look, in Jericho, you could have found anything that you wanted. Any time of the day, any time of the night, you could find anything that you wanted. It started to remind me of the city that I was born in, city of New Orleans. You could go to New Orleans. Praise God. Any time of the day. And any time of the night, and you can find anything if you want. If you're looking for drugs, you can find them. If you're looking for women, you can find them. If you're looking for alcohol, you can find them. Praise God. If you're looking for a Mickey, you can find it. Any time of the day or any time of the night. Jericho was that type of city. Praise God. History tells us that it was a beautiful oasis. Praise God. It had a tropical climate. Praise God. It was so beautiful, praise God, that the Roman general Pompey, he camped there one night. And they tell us that, praise God, that Caesar bought this city for Cleopatra. So you know it had to be a beautiful place. Praise God, surrounded by palm trees. Amen. Geographically, Jericho was located 5 miles west of the Jordan, 7 miles north of the Dead Sea, and it sat some 800 feet below sea level. Praise God. You see, Jericho at that time and today represented one of the lowest points, praise God, below sea level on the earth. Amen. And the reason why I'm trying to tell you all of these things about Jericho, praise God, which takes me to my first point, praise God, is that when you are on the Jericho road, praise God, you are on your way down. Praise God. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, when you are on the Jericho road, there's but one direction that you are headed, and that's down. Praise God. See, you see, in the text, verse 30 says, and a certain man went down, which means that he left Jerusalem, and he went down to Jericho. Praise God. And when you see the Bible says a certain man, that means that that could be any man. And the women, don't you feel that you're left out? Praise God, because he's just speaking generically. Praise God, that could be a white man, that could be a black man, that could be a short man, that could be a fat man, you could be tall, skinny, praise God. You can be fat, you can be thin, praise God. What I'm trying to tell you is when you are walking on the Jericho road, you are headed in one direction. Praise God, and that's down. Another thing for those folks who got a few coins in their pockets, you could be rich. And you could be poor, but when you are on that road, praise God, you are headed in one direction. And that direction is down, praise God. And one thing that I want to say, praise God, when you are on your way down, there are some things that happen to downtrodden people. Praise God, when you are on your way down, I'm talking about down to lying. Down to stealing. Down to killing. Somebody said, well, I ain't never killed nobody. But can I tell you something? Praise God. We have one of the most powerful weapons in the world that sits right in the middle of our face. That's called this tongue. And we have killed more characters than we could ever kill. Down to alcoholism. Down to drugs. You know, most folks who start out on drugs started out with something, well, I'm just going to smoke a little marijuana. It's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
And as they continue to smoke that, praise God, it leads to something else. Praise God, to the point where they find themselves ripping and running up and down the street. Praise God, when they've really gotten hard on something, teeth are falling out, praise God. They have no decency about themselves anymore. I'm talking about somebody that's on their way down. Not only down, praise God, to drugs, down to homosexuality, down to witchcraft, down to hatred, praise God, down to jealousy, down to envy, down to the bright lights, down to sickness, praise God, down to your sick bed, down to death, down to the grave, and then down to hell. When you are on that Jericho road, there is but one direction that you are headed, and that direction is down, praise God. And that's one thing that I found out about a person that's on that Jericho road, Sister Cootie, praise God, when you are on your way down, praise God, I want you to put that second point up there. You will inevitably fall among some thieves. Look what happened to this man. It says that he was on his way down. Praise God. He's going in a downward spiral. Praise God. And now he didn't fall into somebody that was going to help him right away. He fell among thieves. And look what the thieves did. And one thing about a thief has one goal in his mind. In his life. That's why John 10:10 says that the thief cometh but not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said that I come that they may have life and that they may have it, meaning life more abundantly. A thief comes to do one thing. Somebody said, well, what is a thief? Praise God. A lot of people think that a thief is just somebody who sits in the dark. Just in the dark, lurking around to see who he may steal from. But don't you know we have some thieves, praise God, that just in the daylight, praise God, that's just as dangerous as those that steal at night. Praise God. That's why I was so glad to see all of these young people in here today. Praise God. I'm not just preaching to you young folk. I'm preaching to all of us because y'all know how I define youngness. Praise God. If you are less than 85 in here, I'm preaching to you. I'm trying to make sure I covered everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, a thief, praise God, is somebody who lurks to take those things that don't belong to him or her. Amen. Praise God. Look at what the text says, that he fell among those thieves, praise God. And the thieves stripped him. Young people, can I say something? This is for the young.
All right, go ahead.
You've been raised in church. Mama and daddy has done everything that they can to bring you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Yeah. Mama and daddy have done everything to give you and to provide everything for you. Yeah. But then you go out there and allow some of these thieves to strip you of the things that you have. Yeah. Somebody say, what are some of those thieves? Some of those thieves of some of this company that you are keeping. Some of these folks who would tell you that, well, your mama is old-fashioned. Your daddy is old-fashioned. That's the way they did things back then when they were coming up. Praise God. And they will strip you of all of the things that you have. I'm talking about strip you of your honesty. Strip you of your decency. Strip you of your reputation. Strip you of your morality. Strip you of your home training. Praise God. Strip you, praise God, to the point where you can't say amen no more. Praise God. Strip you to the point where you won't come into the church, praise God, and try to raise holy hands anymore. I'm talking about strip you, praise God. Sometimes you'll get stripped of your voice. God has blessed you, praise God, with a beautiful voice. I'm ready to preach now, y'all. Praise God. But the thieves strip you of all of those things. praise God. Strip you, praise God, of your ability to raise hands and strip you of your faith.
Yeah, yeah, preach, man. That's good.
Praise God. I'm talking about being stripped. And that's what the thief job is to do, is to strip you of all of your possessions. Praise God. But not only that, we find that this man, praise God, I know it's a parable, praise God, not only was he stripped, not only did he fall among thieves who stripped him, but praise God, the next thing we see that happens to him is that he was wounded. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
A wounded animal is a dangerous thing. Now, I want you to look at him again and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
A wounded human being
is a dangerous thing.
But see, you see, he fell among those thieves who stripped him, and then he got wounded. Praise God. Let me tell you what it is. When a wounded person is a person that can't love no more. Their ability to truly love has gone away. A wounded person is somebody that can't forgive anymore. I don't care what you try to do or what you say, praise God. They say, my mind is made up. They cut me off. Therefore, I'm going to cut them off. That's a wounded person. A wounded person, praise God, is somebody that would feed on the minds of somebody who's weak. Yeah. Praise God, and tell them things, praise God, that they have no business telling them in the first place. Praise God, in psychological circles, there are two phrases that they use, praise God. One is delusion of persecution, and the other one is delusions of grandeur. But praise God, you see, the person that falls under the group delusions of persecution of those folk who think that every time somebody get together that they're talking about it. Sister Howard, they could be looking at a football game, and the folks in the football game, they get in a huddle to call the next play. They saying, man, they're talking about me. But then on the other hand, they got those folks who operate under delusions of grandeur. They believe that, praise God, everything is great. Everything is hunky-dory. Praise God, when the whole world is falling around them. That's a wounded person, praise God. And one thing I've learned in this life, you cannot confide in a wounded person. Praise God, you go to somebody and say, look, man, I'm having this problem. You wonder why a lot of born-again believers don't want to go get with some of these folk that's in church and tell them their problem. They may be having a problem that they are hurting with, and they want to share it with somebody. Praise God, but then it got to the point where they can't share it with another church member, because as soon as they share it with a church member, the next time they look on CNN, what they have shared is on CNN, because they have shared that information with a wounded person. Praise God. So you better be careful. Hallelujah. Who you share information with. Praise God. There are a lot of people that can probably get out of sin, praise God, if they can confide in another brother or sister who could help them in that sin. But praise God, because so many folk have taken what somebody has confided in them, and they have taken it and put it out on CNN. Praise God, folks in the church don't even want to come and, praise God, share those intimate, those things that they are hurting with on the inside of them. Hallelujah. So don't share that. See, a wounded person would do that. Praise God. And let me tell you something, folks, young people. When you are on that Jericho road, you fall in among those thieves, and that thief strip you of all your decency. Wound you, praise God, to the point here the devil will do just like he did this man in this parable.
he'll walk away from it and leave him.